What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Yo, for some odd reason, I've always obviously known that sleepwalking is a thing, but I never considered the kind of stories that would come out of asking people about their sleepwalking experiences. And they are plentiful.
Dude, my brother used to do this when we were kids, and it was the freakiest thing ever. Because you think sleepwalking, you think a person's eyes are closed. No, absolutely not. The person is wide awake, or they look awake. However, they're asleep. And my brother, when we were kids, had this issue, and he would walk around. You would have full-blown conversations with him, and he was completely out of it. It can be scary in certain situations.
That's what a lot of people are saying. And one of the stories I'll go into as we go through these, I experienced my roommate doing it because he's the only individual I've actually ever seen sleepwalking. But like you said, it's just like especially the first time you experience it, because you think they're awake and you don't like what they're doing. They have no idea that they're doing it, but you're trying to figure out why they're doing what they're doing.
And is it true you're not supposed to wake them up?
That's what I'm told. Yeah. Yep. As I was doing research on it, they say if you do experience someone sleepwalking, you should just let them get through the experience without actually interrupting them.
And try to like guide them back to bed.
Right. So these conversations started to come up because Joe Budden, who was once a rapper and is now a famous podcaster, he is infamous for sleepwalking, and he had a sleepwalking experience recently where it got a little out of control because he sleeps nude.
Oh,
so you can put two and two together. He was seen at a neighbor's house.
No.
Actually trying to get into the neighbor's home, but they don't know that he's sleepwalking. They have no idea what's going on. They just looking at him through the Ring camera, and they thought to call the police like any normal person would do. So it became a thing, obviously, as he shared this experience on his platform.
Oh.
So as that's happening, people are saying, y'all are laughing, but a lot of these stories, like people who actually experience sleepwalking, they go through things like this on a daily basis. That was one of the things I never thought to think of. You have to be conscious of how you sleep, and you probably should never sleep nude if you're a sleepwalker. So some of the stories that were shared with people who were commenting on Joe's story was, someone said, a few weeks ago, I fell asleep on a couch while my boyfriend was playing video games on our laptop in the bedroom. Apparently, I walked into the bedroom, turned on the hot water in the sink, filled the cup, then walked towards him and asked how the game was going. He said he was getting slaughtered. I laughed and said, well, it's about to get worse, and threw the hot water on. Apparently, she constantly fills up hot water in a cup, and if somebody is in the home with her, which is usually her boyfriend, she throws it at him.
Now, again, this is because sleepwalking is a condition. So this is people who haven't taken like a sleeping aid. This isn't like, because we've taken, oh my God, plentiful phone calls when it comes to like ambient horror stories and stuff like that. Like the woman who painted her garage purple or something like that. This is just like, this is something you have to deal with in your everyday life.
Everyday life. Another person said, another time I sleepwalked was also around the age of 12. I got out of bed, put all my clothes on, and went in the shower. I cannot understand why I didn't wake up from this, but this seems to happen on a regular basis. So this person, they don't want to sleep nude, because you don't want to get caught sleepwalking nude. But at the same time, they always get in the shower. So whatever you're wearing, a lot of the time she wakes up and she's fully drenched from getting in the shower.
Obviously, there's like some scary situations. But if you don't follow Selena Spooky Boo on social media, whether it be Instagram or TikTok, she's a sleepwalker and they have cameras in their house, security cameras in their house. So they always pick up and catch her when she's sleepwalking. And y'all, It's how she ended up going viral. They are so freaking hilarious.
How did you see it? Did you see my marks? It's a buffet, Sarah. You're half a Mexican. She's not delusional. She's dead. What's the last division? What's the division? Yes, I'm doing it. What are you expecting to do with this? I have a show as well.
Okay, that's not one of the funny ones. She's freaking, she sounds like me in high school. Like, what's long division?
Yeah, that's a little bit more of a freak out.
My favorite art is when she's watching, she'll fart, and then she'll look behind her, and like she's trying to figure out who's behind her, and those are freak. And then her, she has a significant other, and he'll be laying on the, and he knows, right? And it's, oh my God. It's worth a follow. Selena Spooky Boo.
So this one hit home with me. And speaking of funny, I get it's kind of funny, but it's not funny if you're involved in it. This person says that every single time that she sleepwalks, she cannot help it. For some reason, she goes directly to her sister's bed and she pees in it every single time. And that is what... That's what my roommate used to do.
Oh, no.
I thought it was like he was just drunk. I didn't realize he was actually sleepwalking the first time it happened. But there were a few times when he would come home from a night out and he'd be sleepwalking and he would just start urinating in the hallway, right in the door.
Oh, my God. It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now. Save-